Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, March 10th, 2011, featuring the one and only Bearish of Steve. How's everything, Bearish of Steve and Bearish Man?
Everything seems to be wonderful. I've learned a lot this week. There's always something new, and all new energy is just absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, what did you learn?
Well, I helped somebody out that was in a lot of trouble in terms of cancer.
Okay.
And she and her husband got a divorce a few years ago, and they kept on arguing and bittering and bickering and everything else. So what I did, somebody showed me how to get between the two of them. And there was a lot of darkness between the two of them. It became a point of evil. They had so much anger for each other that she ended up getting cancer. And so she was in a real bad place. What I did basically was... let me turn that on. There we go. What I did basically was get between the both of them and tear that down. It just dissipated, and they both calmed down immediately from that anger. So that was really a lot of fun to do. It's hard work, but it was a lot of fun. And so I know how to work with people that spew out a lot of anger to other people, because it really builds up tremendous negative energy between them. And I saw the negative energy and broke it.
So that was causing the cancer.
That's what was causing the cancer.
Yeah.
So she actually had an operation today. God bless her. She. We're thinking that maybe a lot of the cancer was gone after that happened, but we don't know until we get the results back. She just had her operation today, so I don't know how things went.
What was operated on anyway?
Colon.
Oh, yeah, so she had colon cancer.
Yeah, she had colon cancer, and so we'll see what happens. I'm pretty well sure we got a lot of it out, but there's some magnificent ways of handling things, Fred. I didn't even know that could be reached at that level, but it can be, and it was actually evil. You could see the evilness between them at this juncture, and it just... It dissipated right in front of my eyes. But I wouldn't suggest that somebody does that unless they're really trained or have an idea of what they're looking for, because you can get lost very quickly.
Yeah.
But it really works, Fred. It really does work, and I thank God for what he showed me.
Yeah, that cancer. It's a will to live disease, and I know quite a bit of the chemistry of it. Probably not all of it. Nobody really knows it all, but that's why it's so important for these people that have these alternative therapies, along with the conventional therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it all depends on how far along they are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many people die from cancer. I couldn't count them all that I knew personally over the years.
Yeah.
We've been able to save a lot of them, too, but it depends on where they cooperate and how far along it is when we get a hold of it.
Yeah.
I had one of my employees that had cancer, and I met him at an AA meeting, and he was given a month to live, and we got four more years out of him, and wouldn't have died at all. He'd still be alive had he not gone back to smoking, because his brother-in-law started doing some construction work for me in my house in Laguna, and all the work that he did, he was smoking up there outside, and so then he got Steve to start smoking again, and he died about 2 months later of lung cancer after doing 100% remission using our techniques and getting that verified by, x-rays by his then medical doctor.
I guess everybody has their own techniques, and but this took me right to the center of it, Fred, and it broke down, and both of them calmed down immediately.
Yeah.
So I, for some odd reason, I was given that, and it happened. It just ended up being pure white light between them, and they're good friends now. So I'm just amazed at how that happened.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
You know? But I'm finding out that with all that we have, that God or whatever you want to call him or her, just creates creation every day, and we learn more and more every day, and we're shown more and more every day, and we just need to thank our stars that we have the ability to reach in and do what we need to do without fear.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
You wanted to show me a necklace.
Oh, yeah. We got the newest unit now. I got two of them here. One has rubies in it. One has sapphires in it.
Okay.
It's called the Cristo.
The Cristo.
Yeah. Here's the focus.
Wow.
Yeah, the bird even likes it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's their newest one. Really beautiful.
Wow.
Get the camera to focus a little better. You can really see it.
Yeah.
I haven't put it on the website yet, but...
It's got a lot of energy in it, Fred.
Huh?
It's got a lot of energy in it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get it focused here where you can really see it.
You might need it closer.
Yeah. I had it up closer, it wasn't focusing, I don't think.
Yeah. A little closer.
Yeah.
No, it's just starting to fade.
Yeah, it's got a lot of energy on it. That's the red one. And then here's the blue one. Here's the blue one. It hangs, the crystal hangs in the center of it. It's a special quantum bridge.
Okay.
And it's got three stones on each leg, plus the center stone. Yeah.
That's a pretty powerful necklace, Fred.
Yeah, this is... the different energy, I've only been able to use it, I'm holding it up now. I've only had time to use it for one day, out, and it seems to work really good for people that meditate.
Yeah.
Be a really good meditation device.
Yeah.
But I've only had it for one day, we just got them a couple of days ago, and I haven't really had time to get into it.
Does that have a silver bridge or gold? Oh, it's a silver bridge, okay.
Yeah, it's silver bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and what kind of stone is that in the center, Fred?
Huh?
What kind of stone is that in the center?
It would be a diamond or a zircon, one or the other.
Okay.
We're making some other ones up with different stones in them. And we can make a, you know, like a gold-plated bridge, or we can make a solid gold bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a really neat unit. I almost think about getting one of these instead of the Ankh, but maybe I'll get both of them eventually. I'm almost ready to go back to silver to wear some of these things, but I don't sell this gold one pretty soon.
Yeah.
I wish that, I don't know what happened to our thing on Ustream, because normally we have five times as many viewers, and I got zero on Ustream, and I just don't understand why.
Well, I have some Ustream here. It says Social Stream. It says 812 Chester Galvesco. Will Bella ever come back?
Oh, Bella, she's been, yeah. I don't think so. She's in the other room.
Okay.
Bella had a bacterial infection. I had to give her, 15 antibiotic shots.
Right.
And she's changed. She's not like she used to be. She, once those birds, the females get hormonal and they lay eggs, you can't have them on your shoulder anymore because they can all of a sudden bite you. Before.
You're getting some calls on, actually not calls, but people are really looking at the that new Christo necklace. I've got about three or four things here. They seem to like that very much.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. There's a way of focusing this camera, but I don't know how to do it, you know. I'm going to get a better camera is what I'm going to do.
That's beautiful, Fred.
Yeah.
So you have... stop moving.
Huh?
There you go. Stop moving. You were moving too much.
Yeah.
It's got three stones on...
on each leg, yeah, the cross.
On each leg, yeah. I'm looking at that now. It looks like there's a lighter blue and a darker blue. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're blue.
Yeah. Very pretty, Fred.
You have to get it way back to see the...
Yeah, there you go. Whoop.
Let me put
a little forward.
Have a flat. Might
very
be
pretty.
Light it up. Yeah, let's see what this does. This makes it worse. Thing, you know, I tried to take a photograph, but it just generates white light. See the white light? It just comes off of it. As soon as any source of light hits it.
It's the light is too strong, Fred.
Yeah, but
you
I'm
can't
just
see.
Saying it, overall, it generates a huge amount of white light on its own. I tried to take pictures of it outside. I couldn't do it. It's just a big white buzz.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
mm-hmm.
an Andromeda, you know?
Right.
But,
right there. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Too close.
Yeah.
That's it, right there.
Yeah, it really has a beautiful bridge. You can't see the bridge very good on this picture because it's just an amazing bridge.
Is that supposed to be a cross, Fred?
A what?
Is that supposed to be a cross on the front?
Yeah, it's a cross, a Celtic cross.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cross Jesus was crucified on, which is an unequal arm.
Mm-hmm.
It's Celtic in it, and it's like a very high Andromeda energy on this.
Yeah, yeah.
But the detail on the bridge, it's got detail all the way around it, but it doesn't.
It's really
up
beautiful.
On the screen very good. But anyway.
That's beautiful, Fred.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with our Ustream here. I've got the thing broadcasting. It must be, you know, they keep changing things around. And last week it didn't work, and this week it's not working. And this Ustream, even today I have problems logging on again. I don't know why. I know this show plays on Ustream. We've never not ever done a broadcast where we didn't have a huge amount of viewers. Have you got a little thing that says number of viewers on yours?
Well, yeah, I have the last message at 8:19.
Well, those are, I'm talking about the message. I'm talking about next to my picture, next to the screen, you have, or it says at the top there, it says number of viewers, right? It's right above the picture.
17 viewers on air.
Yeah, and then you have a /0, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but it doesn't say
zero
anything.
Zero is usually 75 to 1,200.
Yeah.
That's not zero. It's never less than 50, ever.
Well, 17 viewers I don't believe it means a single viewer. It could be like 500 viewers. Each one could be 500 viewers, and you might have a lot of people on there.
Yeah, but the zero shouldn't be there. The zero should be a very high number.
Yeah.
If not, something isn't working right. For example, the other night when I was getting ready to do a smaller radio show on another network, as a guest, I flipped this thing on at 2 o'clock in the morning, or 11 o'clock at night, rather. And I instantly had viewers on the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Must be some setting in here that's not right, you know?
Yeah.
Because I had a huge following over there, and I don't have anybody now, and that just kind of bugs me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since we've been doing the Coast to Coast show a lot, and people are being sent to me as well as CBS Radio.
Somebody has a message at 8:19. It says, I'm perceiving a fountain of different bright color ribbons pouring out of Dr. Fred's head.
I see that.
And the next one is, Dr. Fred, do the receptors continually help the body to detox against mercury?
Yeah, they do.
Yep, they sure do.
I recommend Silver Power Dome for that, because that's designed to do that, and it works very quickly. Matter of fact, when you wear the Silver Power Dome, you'll actually taste the fillings coming out and being dissolved in your mouth.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's the way that goes. Okay, you got the phone number to put out, or shall I put it out so people can call?
Phone numbers, yeah. Let me get the phone numbers here. Take me a second here.
Many people call and want to talk during the day, and I say, call it on the radio.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
The phone numbers are 1-888-815-9756. Hold on, we got a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Dr. Bell?
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I hear your bird.
Yeah, he's talking a lot right now because it's close to sunset over here. You haven't got the word unless you got the bird, you know?
The bird is the word, right?
Yeah, he's a real hammer. He's a very outgoing bird. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Wade, and I'm in Idaho.
Oh, yeah. What part of Idaho?
I'm just in the north part here, headed up into Montana.
Oh, yeah, up where it's nice and warm in the winter.
Yeah.
Steve, you should go up to northern Idaho, man, in southern Montana. You just love it.
It's a little chilly back home.
Huh? It's great weather up there for sunbathing in the snow.
Yeah, it is, actually. Spring skiing, you can get burned pretty easy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've done that a few times. I used to do over to Aspen all the time, you know.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you today?
Well, I wanted to, I don't know exactly what your topic was, or your train of thought was, but I've been dealing with this electronic harassment for a while, and I wanted to talk to you the other day about it, but I couldn't get through.
Yeah.
So I was hoping I could ask you a little bit about it today.
Yeah, we got a lot of people calling in with that problem. We had two people drive up from San Diego today and pick up a bunch of equipment after they tried it out. So what kind of harassment are you getting?
Well, it's not... it's not anything that you can really put your finger on, you know what I mean? It's buzzes and clicks and whirs and all those things that you can't really say this is definite, you know what I mean?
So you're getting it inside your head more than anything, right?
No, not in the head. No,
where are you getting it from?
Through on AM and FM and Citizens Band Radio.
Have you tried, in different locations? You get it everywhere or just in your area or what?
Oh, it's been everywhere.
How about somebody else with a radio? Do they get it too if they're in the same vicinity while you are?
I don't really know for sure. I know that there have been a few instances where someone else heard some things on the radio, but I know that it sure comes through on mine, or it did come through. It's not so much anymore, but I'll hear two radio stations coming in clear at the same time.
Yeah, because the harassment is in so many different manifests in so many different ways. It's almost possible to track it down. We would, you know, for example, the first line of defense is your house. That's where you live. And so we use a thing called a star orb. I think we sold three of them today to people. Mm-hmm. Very simple and expensive device.
At times it came through at my house as well, but not nearly as much as when I'm out on the road.
So you get it more on the road?
Yeah, I'm quite a bit, quite extensively.
Yeah, I've had truck drivers get it out on the road a lot. I've sold them a bunch of things, and they seem to be getting good results.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. It's kind of muffled.
Yeah.
Well, I'll hang up and let you go, and I can talk to you through the internet. I could send you an email or something.
Yeah, you can do that. It's fredbell@paradigm.com, or you know, you can talk to my staff. But I've been so busy, I don't have much time to talk on the phone to people right now because I've been a little bit busy. Matter of fact, I've had zero time
and
to talk on the phone.
And your bird is...
But I would recommend one of our nuclear receptors for the personal environment. What do you think about that, Steve?
Absolutely.
What's your reading on that anyway?
He needs a blue sapphire.
He needs what?
A blue sapphire.
Yeah.
Be really, really nice for him. It would calm him down. And also, he needs a pyramid. You know, the pyramid for the head?
Yeah, like a power dome.
Yeah,
like a power dome. Yeah, that would be a good one. The truckers, a lot of them will buy the power dome and the receptor.
Yeah.
They'll use it, and then they'll put the star orb in their house. And you connect it to your refrigerator, and then you hook it to a ground wire or a pipe. And then you take a third wire and you connect the three wires on it, and you put the third wire that goes to your electrical outlet, like the ground wire on your electrical outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it gets all that ELF and stuff, and it stops it, and it makes your food a lot better, and it lasts a lot longer in your refrigerator. That's how you can tell easily it's working, but you'll feel different anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've had really good luck for years with that. That's the first product we ever made for the house. And still one of the best sellers. We sold a ton of those in Japan, so I think they copied me on them over there or something.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
They're amazing. So that's what I recommend to start with.
Well, I'll send you an email.
Okay. Have you been on our website?
I'll talk to you through the internet then.
Okay, and then check our website out too. There's a lot of good stuff on the website. It's really interesting.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I'll contact you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
That's always nice.
Yeah. Harassment, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of harassment.
Well, we had two ladies come up here in San Diego today. We probably get 10 to 15 calls a day with people having that problem on the average right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend John Hall, he's a doctor over in Texas, San Antonio, he's worked with over 2,000 to 3,000 patients.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, a week ago, he went and saw President Obama his number one people back there in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been talking to some senators, and they're trying to, this group is trying to do is get some legislation put through,
mm-hmm.
put a stop to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how successful that's going to go, because it comes from NSA and higher than that.
Yeah.
And the big thing is that we're finding is that they're hitting the broad strata of the general population.
Yeah.
And as a result of doing that, we think that they're planning on some kind of all-out holographic warfare against everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get those prisons filled up somehow. And of course, the big, as people get agitated, because it causes, people get hot flashes, sexually molested, people come in their houses when they're not there and rearrange things and leave.
Right.
They do all kinds of stuff on the physical level to go along with this stuff. And so I think they're just prepared, they're just working out different ways to screw people up. That's pretty much what I'm getting right now.
Yeah.
I'm having all kinds of trouble with Ustream tonight. I know. I guess we're still on the air, but I mean, chat room cut out.
Well, the viewers are going up.
Yeah, but that's just on the one side. The higher side's not even showing anything.
Yeah.
It's really alarming. Yeah, buddy. Buddy's just he's full of energy tonight. And as the days get longer, his energy levels gonna go up. More and more. I think I about Bellis. He was a little quiet.
Mm-hmm.
He gets pretty loud.
He's going to town tonight.
Yeah, he's energized, man. I can't get a word in anyway. You know that? You just don't let that talk.
No, I never even want to talk, Bert.
No. Yeah, he thinks I should be talking just to him, I think. Yeah.
He's glad to see you.
Yeah, he saw me all day today, off and on, but... Now, that's a little better sound. I can handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, you're working with cancer now a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it seems like for some odd reason they're showing me cancer, and they're also showing me more love, Fred. There's something happening with my hands in terms of energy. I'm able to see the chakras turn in my hands, and not only that, but I can actually look through my hands and see the other end of the universe. So something big is happening. I just don't know what it is. I have no idea. I'm just going with it, Fred.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
And it's also coming through my third eye. It's going through my other hand. It's going through my heart. Everything's opening up more. So I'm just, just enjoying it. That's all you can do.
Yeah. So I would just don't make any claims to heal cancer. Right?
No. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, and people have to heal themselves.
Right.
And all we do is provide, what we do is we provide a service.
Where right.
They, educate themselves or equip themselves with equipment that will help them get rid of the cancer.
I'm telling people that I have nothing to do with it. So I'm just seeing things, and I have no idea what's happening other than things are happening, and I'm not claiming anything.
Yeah. I got my chat room came back again. Part of it did.
It was a beautiful note here. It says, "Dr. Fred, I have been wearing my receptor for 1 month and have asthma. I noticed that I'm breathing much better. Could this be nanotechnology from chemtrails? Isn't reaching my body due to the receptor?"
Yeah, well, you can answer that first, and I'll answer it from technical side.
Yeah, I think what happens basically is that what you're receiving is a lot of energy from the necklace, and the necklace will clear your body as much as it possibly can. And that's what happened. Your lungs, I'm looking at your lungs now, and your heart's much more open, and your lungs are opening too. So that's what I'm seeing. So it looks really good to me. It looks really, really good to me. So that's what I'm seeing.
The receptor creates what's called auric offset, which means that it's more efficient, and your electrolytes are much more active in your brain, which produces a couple of millivolts of extra electricity measured with an EMG machine. You can measure it that way.
Right.
So as a result, when your aura field goes up, it starts offsetting any outside energy forms, whether it be chemical or electrical or nuclear, ionizing radiation. It offsets that in such a way that your body doesn't create free radicals. In the case of asthma, the body would be creating free radicals from the chemtrails or some form of irritant that you're exposed to. And as a result of that, you'd have asthma. I mean, so yeah, we've had a lot of people asthmatic that experience no more asthmatic symptoms once they start wearing the nuclear receptor. That's one of the easier things for it to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you do a little healing on Jeremiah there? It looks like you did some healing on him there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh. Yes, I feel that my lungs are opening. Thanks, Steve. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Being improved a lot anyway. I need to reiterate that I'm not healing anything. I'm not healing cancer. I'm not doing any of that nature.
Yeah, I know. Nobody does, but, just make this claim once in a while.
Right.
But it's all right to have cancer patients and work with them. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're here for, is to help others heal. That way
yes.
we heal ourselves.
Yes.
That's the basic concept of everything.
Right. Getting a lot of messages here. That's great.
Yeah, there's a lot of we get more and more online activity now than we used to.
Yes.
There's a lot of it feeds over from the Coast to Coast Network. Because our shows are up there, and they sometimes rerun them. Trying to figure out on East Ustream here how to adjust my volume levels. But no, that disappeared. You know, the microphone, because I can see when there's distortion. I don't have any of those indications here at all. Go ahead and put the phone number out again.
Yeah, sure. Talk Radio is 1-888-815-9756. We can also be reached 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510. So we can be reached by any one of these numbers. And we'd love to talk to you, so please give us a call. Be a lot of fun. 1-888-815-9756. Thank you.
Yeah. So
did you have a good day out there? Is it warm out there?
Yeah, it's pretty warm out here. It was probably in the sun, probably 85 or 90, maybe 100.
We had 50 today.
Yeah, in the shade it was running about 74, 75, somewhere like that.
Wow.
Yeah, how's the weather back there?
It's 50 degrees today. Oh, hello.
Another caller.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Who is
hello?
This? Yes. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me now?
Now we can. Yeah.
I can hear you, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Could you talk about the magnets for carpal tunnel syndrome, please, or any other kind of nerve damage?
Well, yeah, Peter Cooley, we get him on the show from time to time. He owns a company called Magnetizer. We sell the products. And the magnets, they work very well with the pyramids, because what they do is they're able to, he can speed up the healing of the body. Of a lot of injuries, and I've seen him take people off dialysis with the magnets, which is pretty amazing, you know. And bring people out of comas with them. And we use the pyramids and crystals along with them. And they're great. For years they always said, the medical society group and establishment said, that nerves can't be healed or repaired. And that's not true. And so I always said, for years I've been saying, nerves can be repaired. Not only can they be repaired, we've actually introduced technologies to repair them, and we've been able to look at thermal scans and show that these nerves are repaired and not damaged anymore. And so now the medical establishment doesn't say they can't be repaired anymore. Now what the medical establishment says is that they can. So, yeah, they can. So magnets do help. And we have several products that we use. They're on our website. There's just different ones depending on what type of therapy that you need.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. I was thinking, my line of thinking is that if you stimulate the blood flow and the energies there, that could do nothing but help.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I need to research. I need to get the book that you have so that I understand magnetism and how to use the magnets. I'm not familiar with that, so that's something I'll do at the same time. But I appreciate it.
Yeah, we have a book from Peter Coolidge that we sell. It's a really good book.
Okay.
It's a basic treaty on how magnets work. And you get that along with that Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light book that I wrote, and you got a really good view of how the science actually works.
Okay, great. I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate your program.
Yeah, where did you hear about us from? On coast to coast or what?
Well, I heard about you several years ago, and it was, I believe it was on coast to coast, and then I listened to you again the other night.
Oh, okay.
And I went on Facebook and went from there and then found your site. And so anyway, just, it was meant to happen at the right time, so... I'm enjoying reading what I can, what you've got up there. It's a long process for someone new like me with this, but I'm just taking it slow and reading it, and going to make an order soon so that I can get started.
Yeah, what's your first name?
Stephen.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from just outside of Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, I know Hot Springs. I used to stay over there at the Village all the time. And, I've been working with the Coleman brothers for 30-some years now, about 30 years.
The crystals.
Ron, Jimmy's kind of recluse out there by his little private lake, but Ron and I have done a lot of stuff together over the years. What do you do down there anyway?
I am a retired military, and so I just basically research.
Oh, cool! So you're out. Where are you, near Jesseville, or where are you at?
I am in a little town called Glenwood.
Oh, Glenwood, yeah.
You know where Alamo is at?
No, I'm not familiar with Alamo.
It's close to where the Coleman brothers. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the Coleman brothers, but there's a crystal mine that's out in Alamo, so I'm real close to that where I can, the diamond mines, go get the drinking water in Hot Springs. This is a really, I came back here, it's really a good place just for
coming
here. And,
are you pretty close to Lake Washita?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I have had a sailboat there until I just recently sold it.
A bass boat, Ryan. I got some great rides in his bass boat. You know, now those fishing contacts are really fabulous out there, you know. I just love it down there. If I were not living in California, that's where I'd be, right where you are. So fabulous.
Well, it's not as crowded here.
No, it isn't. Well, where I'm
come
where
by
I'm
sometime.
Either, but. So what did you do in the military?
I was a Navy corpsman.
Cool.
A medic.
Oh, nice.
So you were traveling on the boat a lot?
I never went on a ship. I went with the Marine Corps.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yes, sir.
So were you were you on different bases with the Marines or what?
Was on a training base with them, Naval Air Station, I split up the time half and half. That counts as sea duty as a corpsman. So the only time I've been on a ship was on just a cruise in the Philippines with my wife. So
okay, that was a private ship. Yeah, you didn't go on a submarine or anything.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Never on a sub. Just basically field medic, and then worked as a leading petty officer in a sick call. So, and an education and training petty officer. So, but I go to the base that you talk about. That's where we go get our groceries.
From the PX over there? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So what base is near you guys down there anyway?
Sir?
What base is near you where you're at now?
Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
Air Force Base.
Jacksonville.
And there's also Camp Robinson, but I don't go there. I just go to the Air Force Base to do shopping and whatnot.
Yeah, I was in the Air Force. You know what? We had the best darn food in the Air Force. I don't know how the Navy chow was, but when I was down in Biloxi, and even when I was up at Point Arena, the food that they had that they served us is better than you could get in most restaurants. I was really spoiled. Texas, too. I need to get another ID card. It's a good idea when you retire, because I'm retired. I should go get me an ID card and do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm only
probably an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah, I'm 10 miles from Camp Pendleton, so I can go right over there. You know, the Marine base
that's
out here.
That's a good deal.
And they got a big PX over there.
I imagine they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm going to check in to get my ID card back from the Air Force. I got all my paperwork and everything. It probably wouldn't be much of a job to do that.
You can go online.
Where you, Steve?
And use the DEER system, the DEERS system, and then get right on in there. Easy to do.
Yeah, I'll write that down. What is the DEER system anyway?
It's basically the DOD the database that they put you in, and that's like the main database. So it's all dependents and everybody. That's the I guess it's the focal point. I can't remember what the acronym stands for, but basically once you get signed into that, then you can apply at go on base. Some of the larger bases you can get the paperwork, download it, and have it all
already complete, and just take it over there.
You go in, it's all done.
Have somebody sign you in, huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you go for a long period of time where you couldn't go on the base, or did you do it immediately when you got out?
I went for several years.
That's what I did. So I kind of miss, I like the Air Force life. It worked for me very well. I really liked it because I'm a disciplined person anyway, and I just loved
the
travel,
the structure,
and the EY and everything. It was great.
Yes, sir. I like the structure of it. It works well for me too. It did. But,
yeah.
I like doing what I want to do now though.
Yeah, I'm the same way, but it's nice to go back and trip around on a base a little bit, That could be fun.
Yes, sir. I enjoy that, too.
Get out there on the flight line and see the latest airplanes and stuff. I only gave up my secret clearance recently. I've had it for many years. So I can probably get out there on the flight line,
You can also, once you get your card again, you can stay in the lodges or any of the, say, like when we go down on vacation to Pensacola.
Yeah,
we go on base and stay there, and then we go in and go to the museum and look, just go look at all the things that we don't normally get to see.
Yeah,
so that's another
really cool.
Another good thing.
Yeah, I've been to Pennsylvania. I was stationed in Biloxi, right next door there for a year, and then I used to go over to Pensacola all the time, the Navy base over there. That was fun.
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty base.
That's a good
right on the
base.
Gulf. Yeah.
Yeah, we usually go to Perdido Key. Nice, quiet. You pretty much get the beach to yourself most of the time in some of the areas. So I like that area, too.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I look forward to you ordering something. And you can always email me at fredbell@pyridine.com if you want to.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Appreciate your program, too.
All right.
Good night.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, Steve, we got a lot of cool people, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Really sharp. Was he talking about Jacksonville, Florida?
No, he's Pensacola.
Oh, Pensacola. Okay.
That's over there on the west side of Florida, in the northern part. Right,
okay.
Right. It couldn't be 30, 40 miles from Biloxi. It's right on the border there. Yeah. And the base, even when I was down there, was beautiful. I mean, yeah, you'd have an ocean, ocean view from over there, but. Because Highway 90 goes right down through there, and it just pop off Highway 90. That runs all the way down, way through Florida.
So really?
We used to take our run. Yeah, we used to go down through Pensacola and on down the coast clear into, you could go all the way down to Clearwater or somewhere. We cut across over to Orlando, you know.
Right.
Go forget the number of that highway down there. It takes you down to Miami and all through Hollywood and all those different towns. Yeah, it was fun. I, of course, was always riding motorcycles then. That's all I ever did. Couldn't have a car in those days. You couldn't have given me one.
Yeah.
Motorcycles in those days were faster and they were more fun.
Yep.
The Air Force didn't like us driving them, but, you know, what can you do about that? They couldn't.
I remember back in the 60s, the big bike was a Triumph 650.
Yeah, that's what I had. In fact,
did you?
Sitting in the garage right now. The T110.
Wow.
Black and white. Yep. 59 model.
Yep.
And then I had my Honda, my 72 Honda.
Mm-hmm.
That's sitting right next to the, it's right out there in the garage, the original one, sitting out there, all restored. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, you've never seen that bike. It's in that picture.
I've never seen a lot of your bikes.
Yeah, remember when I was in that picture where I'm 18 years old, I'm standing by the, or I think I was still 17 when that picture was taken. I think I was just turning 18. And it was June. Yeah, I had 18th birthday. It was just at the end of my, just before August. It was in July.
Mm-hmm.
And there I am standing by that bike, you know, and the bike looks the same as it did then, but I sure don't. I don't know what happened. The bike didn't age. Maybe we're better off coming back as a motorcycle. We'll live longer. As long as we don't get wrecked. If we get wrecked, we can get fixed.
Yeah.
As long as they don't put us in a dump. In the dump. Anyway, we've got about 2 minutes left. And we have to
really?
Off.
Wow.
Yeah, that was quick. You get a couple phone calls in, and it's all over with, you know?
Yeah. That's wonderful.
So anyway, put your phone number out.
Oh, yes. My phone number is 585-746-8321, and I'm more than happy to help you with anything that Dr. Fred sells, and we can talk about it if you want to give me a call, and I'll help you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and our number is 1-800-729-2603, and our website is Pyradyne, spelled PYRADYNE.com. And I know a lot of you guys are subscribing to the RaysOfTruth.tv, which is our pay-per-view website. We don't run that website. It's run by another person named Marco Luther. And we are going to take that website over, but I know a lot of people have tried to log on to that site after paying, as a pay-per-view website and had bad luck with it. So we apologize for that, but we've had no control over it. And as soon as we get to take it over, then you won't have those problems anymore because we actually care about people. This makes a big difference.
Right.
And, I mean, there's so much information. That website was put up as a follow-on to the Inside Track so we could add chapters on the website and a lot of update information, which the Pyradyne website, it wouldn't be, it's just not geared or set up to handle this kind of information. It's a sales site. The other one is an information site, so...
Yeah.
That in mind, everybody can know that. Because a lot of people get mad at me because the site doesn't work, and I don't have anything to do with it. I didn't set it up. I had nothing to do with it other than supply a lot of stuff to make it, informative every week, and none of that ever got put up there. A little of it, but not much. So.
Right.
That's the way that goes.
Yeah.
And my buddy Boo over here. But he's not now. Now the show's over. So now he's quiet. The big thing is the sun was going down. That was when the sun's going down, he controls the sun pretty much. And because of that, he will squawk a bit. Now you're going to be real good, aren't you, huh? Yeah, he's being good now.
Fred, there's somebody that wants to buy my Mandela shirt, and I need to talk to you about that because they're very healing.
Yeah, I'm not even aware of it. So.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I've got to sign off.
Okay.
And so we started a little bit late, and we went a little bit late.
Yeah.
So we'll catch up with you next week. And I'm glad you like the new receptor.
It's beautiful, Fred. It really, really is. It has a lot of energy.
Okay.
Lots and lots of energy.
Very good.
Very cool.
All right, I'll talk to you in a bit.
Be well, buddy.
Bye. Check the Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show every Thursday at 5 p.m. with Buddy Boo and Steve. And we'll see you next week at 5 p.m. Pacific.